I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a few clouds, 38 degrees.
And good speeds on your valley's freeways. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story.
Countdown to Super Tuesday.
In just 2.5 hours, 7 Democrats will face off on stage for the last time before Super Tuesday. So what should we expect? Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Well, Jeff, since the last debate, Bernie Sanders has shifted into frontrunner status.
I think people have kind of been reoriented to the fact that he is the frontrunner in the race and not Michael Bloomberg. So I think you might see other candidates, like maybe Joe Biden, go after Sanders as well.
Election analyst Nathaniel Rakich with the site 538 tells Dave and Dujanovic Bloomberg may still see some fire, though.
He's a natural target for people like Warren and Sanders, who have focused so much on income inequality and how billionaires should pay their fair share.
Rakich says, according to their polling, Sanders is carrying Utah ahead of Super Tuesday. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Lindsay. KSL News Time 3:31. That deadly crash near the airport early this morning. We have the latest. Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, the rollover accident killed a man and injured 10 others near Salt Lake International. KSL News Radio John Wojcik says it was a passenger van that flipped, and it was carrying 11 construction workers.
At this time, officers are still working to determine what caused the crash. The construction workers were part of a team installing panels on the outside of the new airport.
The construction company says it was 46-year-old Eric Salazar that died in the crash. UDOT is trying to make sure bad crashes don't happen near Bear Lake anymore, so they're building a new runaway truck ramp.
This is Highway 89 as it comes into Garden City at SR 30. Last August, two semis blew right through there. One crashed into a business. The year before, a truck driver was killed in a rollover. UDOT's John Gleason says they knew they needed to make this a priority.
The hope is that we'll be able to start here very soon in the next couple of months. This is something that we wanted to get working on right away.
Gleason says the truck ramp will be on a slope with barriers and a cable system to catch and basically wrap around the trucks. Tourism is booming in that area. It gets a lot more traffic than it used to. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The University of Utah campus in South Korea is holding all classes online because they're worried about coronavirus. Any students exposed to the illness are being asked to self-quarantine in the dorms. The university says the moves are only precautionary, but it comes after a weekend where the virus skyrocketed in South Korea. There were at least 800 more cases, 7 deaths. And coronavirus fears infecting the stock market for a second day in a row. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, while investor fears are translating into losses on Wall Street, the Health and Human Services Secretary says there's no need for panic.
The immediate risk to the general American public remains low. But as we have warned, that has the potential to change quickly.
Secretary Alex Azar says that's because the virus has not only spread to parts of Europe, but it's also spreading between people who have no connection to travel to China. Azar was also on Capitol Hill today outlining the Trump administration's proposed budget. Democratic Senator Patty Murray is critical of the proposed cuts to Medicare and Medicaid. She says they would hurt Americans that the administration claims it wants to help.
In some states that have expanded Medicaid, the program covers 4 out of 5 people receiving treatment for opioid addiction.
But Azar says the budget is aimed at improving affordable health care for all Americans. Harvey Weinstein is in the hospital for high blood pressure and heart palpitations. The disgraced former Hollywood mogul was admitted shortly after being convicted on two sex crime charges.
Obviously, for any human being, yesterday was a tremendously jarring and shocking event.
Weinstein's attorney says the hospital visit is just a precaution. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Got big changes coming to a downtown business school later on this year.
Say goodbye to LDS Business College. No, the school isn't going anywhere. It's getting a name change.
Effective September 1st, we will become Ensign College.
School President Bruce Cush explains to KSL's Live Mic with Lee Lonsberry, the college offers so much more than what the current name implies. In addition to the moniker update, Cush says the curriculum is getting an upgrade.
We have been granted approval by our Board of Trustees to offer three Bachelor of Applied Science degrees.
Those degrees with majors in business management, communication, and information technology. Those will start fall of next year. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
And a big vote coming for an ever more congested valley is just a half hour away. The Salt Lake County Council will be voting on the controversial Olympia Hills development on the south end of the Salt Lake Valley. This is the second time developers have proposed a plan, but residents in the area are very vocal against it, saying it's going to cause too much traffic. And an investigation says a Tesla was in autopilot mode when it hit and killed a man in California. But that doesn't leave anyone off the hook.
The NTSB revealing the driver in the 2018 crash was playing a video game on his smartphone when his car misread the road and hit a barrier, killing the man. NTSB Chair Robert Sumwalt at a hearing in Washington saying Teslas are not autonomous vehicles.
If you own a car with partial automation, you do not own a self-driving car. So don't pretend that you do.
He also says Tesla has ignored safety recommendations made by the NTSB. Alex Stone, EBC News.
KSL News Time is 3:35.